The Far Traveler explores the life and times of Gudrid, a Viking woman who lived in Iceland and Greenland before she journeyed to Vinland, now known as North America. As an older woman, Gudrid kept her adventurous spirit and sailed to the Mediterranean for a pilgrimage to Rome. Brown begins her research with a thorough look into the Icelandic sagas. Written in the 13th century, these epic tales tell of the Viking Age, then 300 years in the past. Much of the material in the sagas came from an oral tradition, when history and myth blended in exciting tales told around the fire in the longhouse. Brown believes that the Gudrid in the sagas was a real woman, and she sets out to prove it. The Far Traveler is an engaging mix of science and myth, archaeology, and travel writing. Brown flies to Iceland, Greenland, and Newfoundland to see the landscapes Gudrid lived in. She carefully sifts soil in a newly excavated site in Iceland that may have been Gudrid's last home. And she puts all the pieces together to give a rich portrait of Viking life in the lands west of Europe. The book skips back and forth in time and place in a logic that wasn't obvious to me. I didn't mind the journey, but I wasn't sure where I was going. I had to wait until 3/4 of the way through the book to find out details about the North American sojourn. In about 1000 AD, Gudrid and her husband and crew sailed to Vinland. The Icelandic sagas say that Vinland was a land rich with wild grain, tall trees, and, of course, grapes. Yet the Viking site at L'Anse aux Meadows in Newfoundland is too far north for any of these commodities. 3 ancient butternuts found in the archaeological debris provided proof that the Vikings had traveled farther south, perhaps even up the St. Lawrence to what is now Quebec City. It would be another 500 years before Jacques Cartier did his exploratory journey in the same area. In a book about a Viking woman, it is critical to write of sheep and wool and weaving and cloth. Pieces of a loom were found in the North American excavation. Viking gender roles were strictly defined, and this is good evidence that a woman did come on the Western voyage. I loved the chapter in which Brown met with experimental archaeologists, scientists who spin and weave wool Viking style. Textiles were a valuable trade item for the Vikings and a necessity for their sailing ships. It took 2 present-day women 4.5 years to produce the cloth for the 1,000-square-foot sail needed for a replica Viking ship. Brown's fine storytelling makes it easy to read about the people who, 1,000 years ago, settled the edge of the Western world. The Far Traveler is a book full of facts, but also full of adventure. Wood was so scarce in Iceland that a major revenge feud began over a stolen bench board. Viking settlers in Greenland traded walrus ivory and wool textiles for iron tools, especially the scythes needed to cut hay for livestock. And if all of this seems long ago and far away, remember that we still honor the Viking gods in our calendar. 3 days of the week are given to Norse gods: Tyr's Day, Woden's Day, and Tor's Day. But the best day of the work week is given to a Viking goddess, Frigg's Day.